With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Doug, this was my theme song from 04 to 14.
Why did you abandon it?
I felt like after 10 years, it was time to move on to Diggable Planets.
Not really something you can sing along to.
I speak Deutsch. Falco was German, wasn't he, the cat? Austrian?
He was one of those that made me uncomfortable.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Head, Hayes, Douglas Sullivan, Vaughn with you on the radio program. Fresh out of the Design Air Heating and Cooling, 7 o'clock hour. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the West. It's hard to stop a train. Larry Nickel going to be with us here momentarily on this radio program. The Four Seasons Penske Truck Captain's Log. Larry Nickel coming up, and then Kara Spencer, 20th Ward Alderwoman in studio. And then the Hot Shots email of the day. Look, everybody, the title sponsor is on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Hello, Ryan.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Very fine. Oh, what's the fine. Good word with you?
Just another busy day in the mortgage industry. It's what I do. Wake up really early, get a workout in, and start closing loans. And then sometime, hopefully, I call it quits for the day, go home and see the wife and kids, and enjoy some time with the family. Did I just hear... Mr. Cat, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you, my friend?
I'm good. You see that magically made for the blues? Have you seen any of those yet?
I got to tell you, that green screen looks like we were at Scott Trade. God bless you and your production people.
Well, I got to see some assist on that one, so we had to dummy it down. So. I'm not kidding. They called me and they go, who let you in the building? And, you know, Miss April handles all that. Thank you, Coach, but I'll see you, sir.
What was that?
He's doing business.
Wilson Park. We do all kinds of stuff. I'm always busy in the community. But the Blues called, and they didn't care so much about the spot. They want to know who let me in the building. And April's like, we never came to the building. We did that in our office. Like, bullshit. No way. Who let you in this building? They're fired. Like,
oh, It looked great.
It looked too good. That was the problem. But yeah, we switched it around. We gave it that gave it a little different look. And those blue spots are hot. And the Blues are hot, and hopefully we have a hell of a season. We deserve it. We need a Stanley Cup here in St. Louis. I think that would just make the whole city better if you put a Stanley Cup trophy right here.
And the Doug is hot, too.
Oh, Doug's always been hot. That's why, you know, years and years ago, when they're like, are you really going to advertise it the morning after? Do you really want to do this? And I'm like, yes.
Lamar's
like, okay, if I can't talk you out of it, who do you want to talk for you? Who do you want to pitch you? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Tim, Doug... Cat.
Right.
I'll take Doug any day on that one.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you very much.
Hottest guy in radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are hot, bro.
It's not always about looks, though.
But, I mean, it's a big part of it.
Your live read.
It's something. Yeah, it is show business. This is show business.
Sometimes when I hear your live reads, I just feel like you're right there talking to me, and I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes
like
I have
Ryan's
to scold people.
Best.
I have to scold people because, you know, some haven't refinanced yet.
Yeah, what's their problem?
Well, you know what? If they haven't refinanced yet, they're making a big mistake. Huge mistake. Been in this business 15 years. Never once have you seen the stock market soaring and interest rates dropping. It just never happens. And the simple explanation is when the stock market's doing well, nobody wants to buy bonds. Nobody wants to buy a mortgage bond. When the stock market's doing poorly, everyone wants to buy mortgages. So when everybody wants to buy them, they don't have to pay as much interest. Well, right now, the stock market's going up, so technically nobody should be wanting to buy mortgages on Wall Street, but they are. They're buying them so quick that they're lowering the interest rate to, you know, how low will they buy these? So we've never had that opportunity where the stock market's doing great, mortgage interest rates are dropping, and then here's the trifecta. Home values are going up like we haven't seen in years. So people now have the equity in their house to refinance, pull cash out, get rid of PMI, or maybe even go down to a 15-year and pay the same as your current 30. Refinance or buying a house, why'd you go anywhere else? Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Boys, I'm going to leave it with this. Proud to be part of Tim McKernan's podcast show. Probably like the highlight of my week to get done. And looking forward to a lot of great long-form interviews with you, Tim.
God bless you, sir. It's great to have you on board, Doug. How about that? And I noticed you didn't ring the gong for him. You just accepted that. Good for you.
Well, like, yeah, he was spitting the truth right there.
Oh, my God. Doug's on board. Welcome aboard. Yeah. Nice.
Doug, we need to get you a podcast. I don't know what you talk about, but...
I don't really like to talk much.
I could complain, I guess.
Lady journalism, behind the scenes of lady journalism?
Maybe so.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
I'm not a good talker. I don't really enjoy talking.
But you could
talking.
Just, like, update what you're doing for Sports Sunday.
I don't think that'd be of great interest to a lot of people. No.
It's 12:30. I'm waiting to go on the air.
I gotta go, boys.
All right, Ryan.
There he is. It's Ryan. Title sponsor, Ryan Kelly. And he is the studio sponsor of the critically acclaimed Doug Tim McKernan show.
Well, what critics?
Who critically acclaimed it?
My dad does a blog. Yeah.
Did Jason Barrett get to it yet?
No, but did you see that we were cited on Jason Barrett's website as an example of great content in this industry?
No.
We did.
It was written by Dave Green.
Still counts. Still counts.
Who used to work for the show.
The only, can I just say this, if I'm being honest with the audience, the only person associated with that website who I trust and read everything is...
We talking about boobs?
No. I gave you, I just put it on.
And that's a really good one, and I didn't have it open.
I don't know. I didn't know where you were going.
The Madea.
Oh, he's the only one I trust. Yeah. Oh. I thought we were on the same wavelength.
I didn't
you
know.
Gotta shoot the
I didn't know. I can't blame you, Plowhawk, because I didn't know.
No, I didn't know where he was going.
Larry, do you know where he was going?
Oh, hello, Larry. Hello, Larry. Hello, Nixie.
Larry!
Hello, guys.
There
he is. All right.
I never know where
Brian Hawk's
going half the time.
Nice. But I mean, if you say you never know where he's going half the time.
Be sure to check out the piece this week written by Monique Medina.
Monique Medina.
And what does she say? Oh, you got to do GIFs. GIFs? Did we decide it was GIFs or GIFs?
I think it's GIFs because the first word is graphic.
Right. Larry, do you use GIFs when you tweet or Snapchat or harass local news anchors?
No.
Yeah, it might help your cause.
You're not harassing me now, are you?
No.
All right, that's fine.
But your definition and our definition, different.
Yeah, they're different.
Right. Okay.
Well, you can be friendly and it's not harassing.
So, Doug, you got to take a listen to this. What took place last night in the WWE? You won't believe this.
You probably won't. I won't know it because I missed the show.
See, when I was a kid, I used to read about the Celtic Festival of Samhain. A night where the dead would rise and monsters would walk the earth. Now, I used to think that these were just stories. But then after seeing Sister Abigail, after feeling her presence, I realized that these weren't just stories, but they were real. And just like the legend of Samhain, I too will slay a monster with a demon of my own. My demon has no fear. My demon dreams about nightmares. And my demon is dying to meet you, Sister Abigail.
Wow.
What in the world was that all about?
Larry, you're going to go ahead and explain it to Doug.
Okay. Last week, Bray Wyatt said that Sister Abigail's alive.
Doug, you know Abigail? Abigail Mack. She's beautiful, but she does really weird stuff on Snapchat. It kind of...
Wyatt Earp did something.
Abigail Folger, wasn't she killed in the Manson murders?
Doug?
I don't know. Sharon Tate was one.
Hearst man?
I don't know. Oh, Larry? We got off the track there.
Larry? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, bring us back home, Larry. What's going on in the clip we just heard?
Bray Wyatt said that Abigail's alive.
Right.
And they trans muted or transformed Bray Wyatt into Sister Abigail, and he or she sent a cryptic message to Finn Balor. So last night, Finn Balor sent a cryptic message to Bray Wyatt slash Sister Abigail about the match upcoming at the Table of Ladders and Chairs pay-per-view, which is available only on the WWE Network for $9.99 a month. And we'll find out what happens at the TLC pay-per-view.
Okay.
Aren't people just watching to see men and women actors engage in fake fights? Do we really need all
How
the other
dare
stuff?
Doug?
Yeah.
Those fights are not fake or fixed.
You don't
they are 100% on the level. So don't get your panties all in a bunch.
You don't really believe that, do you, Larry?
Yeah, you got to get a gig on Fox and Friends.
You don't really, truly believe that, do you?
Yes, I do, Doug.
That they're real fights.
And that
they punch each other for 15 minutes and walk out of the ring without a scratch on them.
Well, they do walk out with some scratches.
Sometimes.
Right, but, they do.
Yeah, if things go wrong, I guess.
Or if somebody uses the razor blade to cut the forehead.
He accidentally actually hit someone.
Or they use a steel cage.
Right.
Like last night's main event.
Right. Doug, you can see that main event. It was sick.
I actually read an article by Ric Flair talking about the different ways to cut yourself to bleed.
Whoa.
Is Ric Flair lying?
Well, if it's from me, I'm not going to say anything, but if it's from Doug, doesn't just go as long as shut his mouth.
Nice.
I'm a skeptic to it all. No doubt about that.
Got that right.
And what they do, they ball up their fist, and then when they get to the guy to punch him, they undo their fist, so they're not really hitting them with the fist. They're hitting them with just like an open hand, and then it doesn't hurt. That's how they do that.
Well, you're supposed to be hitting people with open hands, but...
Yeah, those are the rules.
Some people just don't give a less, you know what, about the rules.
Right, but they still...
And that's where the officiating comes into play.
Right. The worst officiated sport in the history of mankind.
Larry, are you concerned about the officiating?
No. It's on the level two like wrestling is.
I felt like we were making progress at one point 3 years ago, and now all it's been blown up.
They seem so you know, easily distracted by outside influences. They're counting one, two. Oh, wait a minute! There's the guy standing on the side of the ring. I guess I'll go see what he wants.
No, they do
that's
that
okay
before
with everyone?
They do the count, not after. All right. So you're fast straight, Doug.
Okay. Yeah, well, I don't watch it a whole lot. That's the way it used to be. Oh, it's almost over. No way. Here's someone at the side of the ring. Well, can I help you? Doesn't seem to happen in any other sport. It'd be like an umpire in baseball about to make this call at the plate. Is he out or say, wait a minute, there's a guy standing up on the front row. I'll go see what he wants. Can I help you, sir?
Stop. Fuck it. I'm talking.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Clip that off. Oh, that's awesome. Clip that off forever.
All right.
The referee sees the guy on the side of the ring, you know, on the ring apron, before they do the count, not after.
Oh, sometimes during the count.
No, it's before.
Right.
And then there'll be somebody standing out there, and he'll actually pull the leg off the person who's about to get a pin. Oh, we don't want that to happen. And that's okay with everybody.
Yes.
It is okay. All right. Yes. All right. Well, I don't want to spoil it at all for you. I just want you to really know what's going on there.
What?
Never mind.
Larry, you wouldn't happen to have five countries that you would put in the top five in the world, would you?
Yes, I do.
All right. Now would be a good time to give them to us.
Number five, Italy.
Italy? Okay.
Number four, South Korea.
Okay.
All right. We have
number three, Russia.
Okay.
Number two is a tie with Israel and Jerusalem.
No Paul Reiser?
Eight, nine. I won't mention Paul Reiser.
All right. 13.
And number one, United States of America.
Yes!
Okay.
18,
19, 20,
21, 22, 23, 24.
I think that list needs a little work, but fine.
Larry, good for you for digging in. Doug, for whatever reason, watches professional wrestling and thinks it's fake. And I think you kind of put him in his place today.
I always love Doug in his place. Yeah.
I could be wrong. I could be misreading the whole thing. It just seems to me kind of odd that you punch a guy in the stomach and he starts bleeding from the forehead. But I don't know a lot about medicine.
Well, you should, Doug.
You know, right. I'll look into it.
Yeah, you got to head over to Lewis and Clark for a session. Larry, God bless you, and God bless these United States of America.
Yeah, God bless America.
Well, all right, Nick Z.
He is best in the business. Doug, the best in the business, they say. Well, I feel like we're taking steps back, because I think he was at a point a couple years ago where he was acknowledging that it was scripted.
Right.
Yeah, but they've tightened it up since then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody even
they've
had a copy.
They've gone away from the creative side.
Somebody found a copy of the script.
Whoa, 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 who
No.
A lot of fake news.
But it was a copy of one of the WWE scripts of a match that was out there for a while.
Well, Larry, and I don't believe that exists.
WWE didn't even seem to care. Yeah, well, really?
Doug, Jason Barrett does a podcast.
I want you to read that article where it says nice things about us.
Oh, all right.
Because we did Billboard then, if it's praise about us.
Right. Now we got to make a big deal.
Who else is going to praise us but us?
I mean, nobody.
Right.
Okay.
If you're not selling yourself, nobody's going to sell you.
And then we can also pretend like we don't know Dave Green and he didn't used to be part of this operation. We can act like it's totally someone impartial praising us.
Nice to toot your own horn.
Let's see here.
What'd you just say?
It's nice to toot your own horn.
Toot. Sweet. You're not a horn tooter.
No. Try not to be.
You're a humble. Say hi, that's all.
That's it? Okay.
Just check in.
Good. See ya.
I'd also like to hear the latest article from what's her name?
Monique
Maudie.
Here we go.
Unique New York.
Doug, the title of the article is Great Content Attracts Advertisers.
Novel concept.
That was a self
ring.
Seems
reasonable.
This is from Dave Green, who was our general sales manager here.
Shh. Who is a totally impartial guy.
Right. But now works at Entercom in Kansas City for 610 Sports Talk Radio.
That's Fesco
Station. I believe that is by Fesco Station. Mm-hmm. Despite what you may have been told, spot loads and sponsorship interruptions are not the problem with our format, and I can prove it to you. What would you say if I told you there was a show doing 50-minute segments?
And they can't sell anything, so they just got to keep talking?
Or if I told you there was a show doing 12 to 15-minute commercial breaks at a time? What if I also told you that despite not having rating success story...
No, we could have ratings if we got the book and gave the some
I'll
to
hear
our
the
family.
Frank Opinion. Anytime when he brings that up, I'll say, listen to Frank Opinion segment with us for our official stance on that, because I'm in lockstep with Frank Opinion. What if I also told you that despite not having a rating success story, the show is typically near sellout at a high rate? I wouldn't believe it either if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes and heard it with my own ears, but I have. I referenced my time at KFNS in last week's column. This week, I want to tell you about The Morning After, which currently airs weekdays on the station in morning drive. To put it simply, the show breaks a lot of the standard rules of radio and they get away with it. Why? Because the content is so good, the listeners don't care. They don't take regular breaks. They don't stop good interviews because the clock says they have to. They don't overly limit their inventory.
They don't do good interviews.
They don't do Mike Greenberg-esque teases. And it doesn't matter. Advertisers fight to get into the show because the audience is super loyal. Everything is sponsored in the show. Hours, segments, features, you name it. If the audience is dying to hear the content, they will sit through just about anything from a sponsorship standpoint. It all works because the programming itself is so well done that it overcomes any tactical shortcomings. Doug, look at that. That's national acclaim for this show. And now the phones are starting to ring from New York and L.A. And
the advertisers still fighting among themselves for a spot on the show.
That's right. That's right.
And what he didn't cover is one of the most popular things is when Doug sings Silver and Gold. So why don't you do that real quick, if you might.
I don't think I know the
silver
whole song.
And gold, silver and gold.
Burlives, ladies and gentlemen, Burlives.
You sang that all the time.
No, I didn't. That's Tim. That's Tim's song. I'm not going to step
what
on this
What was the one
song.
That you sang?
Silver and gold.
Hot cross buns.
Sing that.
Yeah, that's a success. That's part of
hot cross buns, one a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns. See, I don't really have the voice to carry.
See, tactically,
that was pretty good.
Solo act.
Tactically, it's not great, but it's content that people want.
Yeah.
A lot can be learned. From a show such as The Morning After, one that is willing to take risks, and in doing so is proving that content really is king and is the only thing that can take you from good enough to great.
The content here is king.
See, can I be honest, though?
Oh.
Somebody's tuning in right now and hearing a 41-year-old asshat ringing a bell.
Let's be honest, though.
It's the content.
Our listeners are great, and the sponsors are great, and I'm glad that it works out. But to act like we sat around and said... some of these rules for broadcasting have to be broken, and we're just the guys to do it. No, it's that we come in late, and we don't feel like having meetings.
We intended to shatter the glass ceiling.
we intended to do nothing. We just talk. It's not some strategy.
But that's what Frank O'Pinion does.
Well, he's talented.
I know, and that's a difference. There's one of him, and there's like six of us to get this thing over the goal line.
And we still can't do it.
Right.
Content is king.
Well, if Jason Barrett was here, and it's 8:02... and we're in the middle of a fascinating conversation with Joe Cassidy. Do you think we're taking a break?
Written by Monique Medina.
Right. See?
We're not taking a break. We have Joe Cassidy on.
Hell,
we'll go to 8:15 if we want to.
We also do stream of consciousness. For example, Jill Wagoner, who you used to love.
Beautiful.
I think
who
I
fell
have bad
for
news.
Producer Joe.
I think I have bad news about her.
Oh, no.
Now, we haven't seen her in 11 years.
She was on the Buick commercials for a long time.
Right, Mercury. Then, no longer with us, Mercury.
Oh. And then she was on a bunch of game shows.
Yeah. What's going on here? Tell me she's a lesbian.
No.
You had to spit out your chaw. Dave Green saw the cat spit out his chaw before he would tease something.
Sex tape?
No, what's that one station that I always talk about?
Joy 99?
Doug's Big Channel? No. The network where they... I'm sorry, I'm tired and I can't even remember. They make their own movies and they're awful. They're the same.
Oh, Lifetime.
No.
Hallmark.
Hallmark Channel?
I think she's starring in a Hallmark movie, which might signal the end.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just telling you.
Well, she'll be on a radio tour soon, then. If she's doing a movie, I'll get an email.
It's a Hall... And the one of the producers of these Hallmark films, which we love here,
we're fans.
I don't think they do radio tours for them.
Chateau Merlot is one of my favorite movies, and it's a Hallmark movie.
Isn't that A Glass of Wine, Baby?
I think that's what the name of the movie is. It's something Chateau. It's with a wine. Two people fall in love, but he doesn't have a lot of money.
And the guy who produces, he's a good guy, and he listens to this show. But it is true. It's like Dean Cain. Used to be a rock star, and then his career went south, so he came home, and he rekindled it with his old girlfriend.
That seems like the theme of the story.
It's the same one. She was dating a rich guy who didn't treat her well, and there's your dynamic, except it's just instead of a rock star, it's the stable boy and a hedge fund investment guy. Dean Cain is a stable boy.
Sounds like my material for tonight.
They're kind of embellished soap operas with just a little bit more production to it. Happy endings, and there's not people getting shot, and some people love that kind of wholesome.
I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying it's been my experience that once you're doing those, then the movie roles are not.
These
coming.
Are people who said no to Harvey Weinstein. Maybe.
Oh,
not going to go there. I'll go to Hallmark Channel.
Jill Suzanne Wagoner, Doug, from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. She got married to David Lemanowicz.
J.H.E. Good earner.
Just this year. But if you remember, a decade ago, she was interested in producer Joe.
Well, we said that. But were we really sure of that?
She legitimately was.
She really was.
She was.
And he was not into it because she's a female. And I'm not judging.
I'm just saying, I thought I heard her name
in a promo. So I could be wrong, but someone needs to check. That she could be on one of those Hallmark
When that thing happened and she was in studio and we were above the sex shop, and I bet that probably was an aphrodisiac. For any actress to come in and do a show on the landing across from the old spaghetti factory, it's like, wow, I've made it.
And she had probably heard the stories about Joe's bloody trousers.
Right, and knew he had a landing strip, which was a turn-on for all women.
But she seemed interested.
She was legitimately interested.
And he seemed almost turned off by her interest.
I think... he looked up that she was going out with a member of the Dallas Stars, and he has a thing with not hooking up with women who go out with professional athletes.
Why?
You have to ask him, sir.
And who have had kids.
That's also true.
That's out.
And if he can sense that they have an odor.
Smell, yeah.
Or if they eat green foods. He didn't like
green
foods.
I think he doesn't eat green foods. I think they can, but I don't know.
He had very specific rules, Doug.
Yeah. This is one of the most gorgeous models of working at the time on television.
I mean, and I'm looking at the picture right now. I mean, she is beautiful.
Yeah.
And by the way, if Dave Green is listening... You are right. See, here we are discussing something that happened 6 years ago.
Yep.
Right. And recapping it for no reason. Yes. Content longer than is that. King.
Right.
She was a cast member of Ponked.
Now, what is that?
Does it say she's on a Hallmark
Ashton
movie?
Kutcher, or do I candid camera show on MTV? You know,
do I have that wrong? Does it say she's on a Hallmark film?
Because
if she's not,
Bobby
she still
Magic
has a
just texted me. Don't you know Bobby Magic?
Yeah.
Human ashtray.
No, different guy. The name of the film is Christmas Cookies.
That's about right for Hallmark Channel. That's about right.
And in this case,
some people love
it. Was a guy who had it made as a well-known chef, but he had a falling out with his business partner, and he came home and he met up with his
old high
school
sweetheart. I thought Dean Cain was a rock star.
No, they're all different. You
see, was it still Dean Cain? Is he just playing a different guy? Yeah.
No, it's one of the guys from St. Elmo's Fire that hasn't worked in 12 years.
It is the same show. And the girl is just cute as a button and just can't seem to find Mr. Right. But she's got Mr. Right now, but she doesn't have Mr. Right.
Right.
She has the guy who's wealthy and looks the part, but
snob.
Doesn't treat her well.
Yep.
And then here comes her old boyfriend, who was a well-known chef.
Never thought she'd be interested in this guy before. And it turns out that they're kindred spirits.
I like cookies.
That lady Beercats loves herself some Hallmark movies. You guys are correct. Every one of them is a pretty girl engaged to a wealthy jerk who suddenly falls for the local guy who drives an old pickup truck with a yellow lab. It's right. Awful. Thank
well, the difference
it is awful. No offense to the producer that listens to the show, who's a wonderful guy. Yeah. And they're all doing better than we are.
Yes.
I stipulate
all,
that.
A lot
all of
better.
Them. All of them.
They weren't written about on sportsradiopv.com.
We couldn't on our best day ever get a role in one of those films. I stipulate that.
I thought we could get a place in El Segundo. That might not be L.A., but
They have found a formula that's easy to keep cranking out the movies, and they're just going to ride with it and count their money all the way to the bank, because there are a lot of women, especially, predominantly, who love movies just like that.
Now, let me just tell you what they have, and I've talked about it before, but every time I see them, my wife will sometimes flip around and watch it. They have a talk show, and I think it runs 7 hours. And so they have two hosts, and they have every cast member from every film that's on Hallmark, because they utilize their resources. Mm-hmm. And they're all sitting in this big couch while they bring out a chef to show how to make cool summer salads. And then they all try to make their own salads.
Oh, how's that work out?
And then they play a little game, and then they talk about the movies. Then they bring on some guy who was able to make log cabins out of toothpicks.
Oh, wow!
And right. It's the most insipid. But again, it's a formula that works. And the two hosts of that show, by the way, are very good at what they do. It's just the content is king.
Content's king, see? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
There's a certain percentage of people out there that really like the wholesome type movies. They're not into the shoot 'em ups and the porn and everything. They just kind of like the wholesome type movie, and they found that niche.
I think if everyone watched Chase Elaine's oil scene with Jill Kelly in 1995...
They discovered oil? Was that giant?
See, Doug is going wholesome, and you're doing something violent. And
well, what he's
say
saying is people aren't into porn, but what I'm saying is they're watching the wrong porn. If you see that one, everybody go, okay, I get it.
My wife just texted me, don't make fun of Home and Family. That's the name of the talk show.
Home and Family. I feel like I might want to watch
Doug,
that
Doug, that's
now.
Wholesome.
It is.
And then later,
and
they're going to teach
mock
you.
It, but there are people that love that kind
of
stuff.
Later, watch they them. Have one of the stars of Christmas Cookies on set, and they have a crafts lady who will show them how to make sandals out of things you can find around the house.
Who doesn't need that? Want and need it.
Doug, I think one of the reasons this show is successful is Tim actively reads and promotes some of the most vile, immature, hilarious crap on the planet. Us weirdos have no other outlet. Thank you, Crestwood Coyote. So that this is essentially a harbor in the night for creeps?
Let me moisten them, boy.
So would you
say chamby pie?
So would you say that you are the creep, Doug is the anti-creep, and I'm just here, kind of like lukewarm water?
There's really no other show where you can go to get people say... Let me moisten them, boy. What was that thing you just played?
Well, you bring out a chamber pot to do it.
How about I spit on your chest, boy?
Right, yeah, you don't get that in a lot of other stations.
I think the Big Bumper used to do it, and now those people have moved over to us.
Jim
White? Let me dollop these spuds with some of that steamy, rewarding sleeve juice.
I'm going to have to watch a Hallmark movie to cleanse myself.
Put your tongue in that dark hole.
Okay, double feature.
Doug, I used to think reading your own press clippings was a euphemism. Congrats on proving you're wrong by literally reading your own press clippings.
That's what we did.
We haven't had a positive article ever written about this show.
Ever.
And finally, 13 years in, we had one granted by somebody who used to sell it for us.
Right.
But we had to.
Probably still on the payroll somehow.
Listen, Monique Medina is not going to write something good about us.
So anyway, the whole point.
Content is king.
Content is king, and our content is king. But Jason Barrett has some thoughts on the NFL protests.
Oh, okay. I'd like to hear him. Go ahead.
I've heard some outlandish and ridiculous defenses for these protests, and all that runs through my mind.
Is he doing this from a rave?
How is this fixing the nation's problems and increasing interest in the NFL? I can't remember ever before watching a league take steps in a direction that guaranteed less tune-ins, less ad dollars, and less customers, which eventually leads to smaller paychecks and rights fees. Why would a league allow its employees to sabotage its own business?
Whoa.
I have no idea.
Doug.
And until the NFL puts this issue to rest, one which the media salivates over like a vampire on an unsuspecting neck, expect the ratings to remain flat or down. Maybe when future contracts come up and there's less gold in the pot, then those involved will understand how self-inflicted wounds created their own demise.
Update. The NFL just hired Barrett as a consultant, and he now raves about the direction they're heading.
I'm all for background music, but that didn't seem to be off tune with his take. It just...
Yeah, I might enjoy some Molly before listening to Barrett's podcast. My spine would be tingling like the Dickens.
The NFL owners are all too aware of how this is harming them, but they can't do anything about it.
I don't know why he would beep out darn. You don't need to
do that. Is that what he did?
I don't believe that's what he said at all.
No.
Also, he wants you to write for his website, Doug. Take a listen.
The content on the website has been a little slow recently due to being occupied with some out-of-market business.
Oh, please.
I've been fortunate to add some talented columnists who are contributing weekly pieces. Brandon Contis has also been doing a great job posting news on the sports television industry. I am, though, looking for help writing daily sports radio news stories and monthly feature pieces. So if you're looking to increase your profile, pass along a writing sample and resume by email.
Well, why didn't you give out the email address? Because he'd be flooded by our listeners. I'd love to see what Tunnels 12,000 can offer him.
And if you want to enhance your profile, that's code for, hey, it'll be good exposure for you. We're
Which
not going to pay
no
you.
Compensation.
Could you please provide...
All of us who have been in the business know what that means.
Right.
Be sure to check out the piece this week written by Monique Medina.
I'm not going to.
Thank you.
What is his email address? He gave it out. We're not...
Plowhawk, have you sent in a sample piece to get one of the gigs?
Oh, God, no. I'd never write about radio, ever.
He's basically asking for people to provide him free content for his website.
Yes. Yeah. Tough but fair.
I think Deke Dotem would be a very good columnist for him. Don't you? Don't you, Doug?
He's a talented wordsmith.
No.
He's a talented writer.
He can go there
writer.
If he wants to. He just can't go here. He's been suspended indefinitely.
I know, but he still gets emails through here all the time.
I don't believe he does. He is certainly allowed to work elsewhere.
I don't believe he does.
Doug, and finally, here's how we're going to set the table for the latest podcast.
All right.
I am Jason Barrett, and I'm recording this episode from the friendly confines of Barrett Sports Media headquarters after spending a few days on the road last week in Charlotte, North Carolina, with local market leader 102.5 and 610 The Fan, WFNZ. Anytime I get a chance to travel and collaborate with industry people and show them a few ways to get better at the craft, I thoroughly enjoy it. Plus, one of the additional benefits is that it leads to an opportunity to talk with people in person for the podcast, which I took full advantage of by sitting down with WFNZ's morning host, Chris McClain of the Mac Attack.
Okay, that's in other words.
Why do we have to play this stuff?
Because it's funny. We will spotlight a guy who works for a station that pays me to consult.
Whoa. What makes you say that?
No, I'm just saying it seems that way.
Because Bernie was on his podcast last week.
Bernie was.
That's right.
The whole notion of needing consultants I don't understand it. Does that mean that we don't know what we're doing ourselves? The people that run the stations?
Well, we don't.
Own the stations?
Yeah. Consultant would have a field day with us.
You need someone from another city to come in and tell you how to do the job that you've been doing your whole life? I mean, if you're lousy at it, then you won't have the job very long. They'll get somebody else. If you're good at it, you're probably not doing much
wrong.
It's
about prolonging. If you're a programmer, and then we've talked about this, and you bring in a consultant, and then you follow some of the consultant's recommendations, if it doesn't work, you fire the consultant. You save your own job. I think that's the appeal.
I'm sure that's all that is going on there. It just stuns me that stations will spend so much money on consultants
now
when they're basically saying, I don't know what I'm doing. I better hire someone to tell me.
It is
plausible deniability for a move that doesn't wind up working out, though. That's what the cat has said.
Don't you think, like, we've met with a handful of consultants over the years.
That's
and
right.
I'll be honest, I wasn't that impressed.
Why would you say that?
Right? I mean, it's not like we walked around. It's not like we think we know everything about the business. We realize we're terrible. But we'd meet with these consultants, and we'd never go, boy, he brought up some good points. I mean, has that ever really happened?
No. Was it the meatball stain on the tie?
Who had a meatball stain on their tie, Brad?
Oh, one guy did.
Yeah.
Remember the guy who had the really short tie with stains?
I think it was a clip-on tie.
Big Plowhawk's Laugh is brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill.
Big meatball stain.
Cheesesteak of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Pablo, you're a post guy, aren't you?
Oh, word up, G. I like that Maplewood location.
Do you like that? Consultant came in and said, hey, when you toss to Plowhawk for his post read, he's going to say word up, G, to try to appeal to people who enjoyed 1987 gangster rap.
Well, what difference does it make? Is there somebody riding the car saying, oh, he didn't say word up, I'm turning the channel?
It's very casual, and people are now perked up.
Yep.
And they're going to hear me talk about the post.
Okay.
Enjoy 22-ounce wells and domestic drafts for only $3.75 all Blues season long. For every Tarasenko goal this season, the entire bar receives a Blue Note shot. Don't forget to wear your Blues gear and instantly receive 10% off your tab. Also, there will be free ticket giveaways live in-house during every Thursday and Friday Blues game. So post up at your favorite location. Yeah, Kat, you got a question. What's up?
What about the cheesesteak?
Oh, the cheesesteak is king. It's, you know, a signature staple for the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Mm.
Go visit both locations. Stay posted, my friends.
Can you speak about the fries?
The yield or
do they have
the
them
cut?
There?
They have the fries. They're
what sort?
Is this News Conference Tuesday?
They're between a steak and a reggae fry.
What's a reggae fry?
Just, I guess, what's your prototypical fry? You're long about 6 or 8 inches, maybe
that's
a quarter
a
inch in girth.
Or are you saying regular, but you're
regular,
cool.
But reggae is the cool term, Doug.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm grabbing more listeners.
By saying reggae.
There you are.
Yes.
Yep.
The consultant told me to do that.
Casting a wider net.
Had a Caribbean connotation when you say reggae.
Gabe Yarman tweeting out, I am told that Konzo Martin said at the Missouri Quarterback Club meeting yesterday, NCAA rules are the reason Mizzou and KU's exhibition is not going to be televised this Sunday.
Sure. Thanks, NCAA. Why would anyone want to watch that?
Because they hadn't found a way to get 80% of it.
Yeah, their own money. You wouldn't want to televise something that people are interested in to help the two programs.
I would, if that were on,
relief.
I would build my Sunday TV watching around
a
that.
A lot of people would. It wouldn't be hard to tell. There's nothing easier than televising a basketball game.
Why don't you go and Periscope it, Doug, for your minions?
Yeah, sure you know what? You're probably right. Someone will.
That or Facebook Live it.
You think you could get in trouble for that? I mean,
I don't know why you could, but who knows? I don't know if there's a rule on it.
It's such a new technology that they haven't put out enough laws to regulate it, right? Because it's... At some point...
Well, anytime there's a boxing match now, people have those rogue Periscope feeds. And
but they are rogue, and you could get in
trouble
for doing it. Which I don't understand why someone would risk doing it for no return.
Because there's a million people doing it, and they can't get everybody. There's no shortage of people holding their phone up to the TV on pay-per-view.
I couldn't find it.
Couldn't? Did you search for it?
I didn't know how to search.
You search for it under the search bar on Facebook.
I don't have Facebook.
Oh.
Facebin.
Well, you might want to get it just for that purpose.
No, Doug, we can't afford to give you a raise because we are spending thousands on this consultant instead. Use GIFs on social media, tease better, and improve your content. Thanks, Justin in Columbia.
Okay, good, yeah, we have to pay
for
that.
All my sports radio brands should be utilizing GIFs.
That's got to be the silliest one ever, honestly.
Yeah.
Show me how that impacts the bottom line. That's what I would say if I were operating the station.
The thing affecting the bottom line is paying the consultant's salary.
Yeah, that's actually a negative. We've added to the expense side. Speaking of a man with a great bottom line, look, it's Big Al.
You know what it does to your bottom line? What? It takes it away, Timmy, because you're buying the damn gifts. How in the heck did we let Barrett and Green slip through our fingers? You know what? I just don't understand it. Hey, Plowsy, my beagle perked up when you said reggae. He loves that stuff. But hey, Doug, I got promoted.
You got promoted?
Yes, sir. I'm executive vice president of sales now.
No fooling? Oh, well, congratulations. Yeah. You got any openings there? Boy.
Yeah, my old position. We're interviewing it now. Send everything to Jason Barrett. He'll go ahead and screen it and then forward it on to me and the good ones.
He has to screen it? I was just hoping you could do me a solid.
No, he's my consultant, even though he don't know anything about the airplane business either. Somehow we're paying him, too.
Yeah.
But, Timmy, I conquered that fourth hole at Normandy, that freaking wet hole that sucked up my balls all the damn time.
Oh,
I took my 3-wood out the other day. And I freaking got mad, and I said, you know what? I'm tired of this old man swing. No. I'm going to take a Timmy swing, and drove that baby within 5 feet of the green.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, number 4 is a par 5 dog leg left, and I just don't think it's reachable from the tee.
No, that was my third shot.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Clarification.
Yeah. When I get to the lake, I'm usually on my third shot, but then I usually hit it in the water, and then I have to take a damn penalty. So this time I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of it. Yeah. If I blow my back out, I blow my back out. So I took my 3-wood out, and I drilled that baby, and it went within like just a few feet of the green, and then I chipped up and 4-putted. I was excited.
4-putted.
Yeah. Speed average is 3.5 putts, so that gives you an idea of...
I know. And hey, Doug, I was in Walmart yesterday about 7:30 in the morning getting my muffins and stuff, and I'm walking through the frozen section, and this guy from this company's got his coat on, and he's stocking pizzas from, I don't know where, Tony's or whatever, and
probably
I didn't mention it because they don't pay for
it. Is probably where
Lena's
probably.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for, Timmy, but Walmart don't have it. That's exactly what I was looking for.
Walmart doesn't have it. Doesn't. You don't say Walmart
you
don't
say
have
that.
It.
You don't say that to a vice
Let's
president.
Say Walmart
say,
don't
oh.
have it. Walmart
hey,
doesn't
hey,
have
Doug,
it. Yes.
Doug, when you get to my level, you can do any damn thing you want because evidently it's working, and right. I don't need a consultant telling me that.
I'm with you,
but
Big
anyway,
Al.
Thanks, Kat. Hey, why are you so tired all the time? Do you drink coffee right before you go to bed and have a restless sleep?
No, I got a lot of worries, brother.
Well, don't worry, Kat. You're fine. Tell Mrs. H. I. But, yeah, Doug, so I'm walking through there.
Wait,
and this
what did
guy
you just say?
Looking at me.
Did you just
tell Mrs. H.
Tell
hi.
Mrs. H.
That would
hey,
be your wife.
Mrs. Hayes, hi.
All right, Aaron. Hey, Mrs. H. Big Al says hi. You could say hi yourself. I think she's listening right now.
Hi, Aaron. I love you. I don't know what you did to get this guy, but evidently something happened because you got a beautiful son. So I love. Yeah, Tyler. Yeah. That's what she tells every night. But anyway, back to my story. I got to go. Normandy's calling. But
right.
So I'm walking through the frozen section, and all of a sudden this guy looks at me, and then I go out and I come back. I'm looking for the pizza, and he goes, "Are you Big Al?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "I'm a fan pinner, man." He goes, "You're awesome." I go, "Thanks." And then we went into like a 20-minute breakdown of the show and how it's successful. And I think Barrett probably was listening in, or not Barrett, but Green, because he probably damn near stole everything I said. So way to go, Green, Tatanka. So you guys keep it up. We do. We sponsor all your sponsors we love. And keep up the good work, you guys. And I'm going to go celebrate my promotion.
All right. My wife says hi, Big Al.
Hi. See you guys later.
See
you. There he is. All right, Big Al.
Guys, do you realize that in the same breath, Big Al just said you have to purchase gifts on Twitter? He also said he is now the executive vice president of sales at Boeing. Thank you. Juan from PP Corp with an astute observation.
Yeah. I love Big Al. Did you notice that he kind of changed up his game? He no longer says true story every 5 seconds.
That yeah, he felt like that might have been a tell.
He must be making a lot of cake. Because all he does is golf and vacation. He's in Florida. He's everywhere.
He's got that fine, sweet ride.
I swear he got a bunker at Normandy that I can't find. Every time I'm there, he is there.
He is in Normandy. That is true.
Every time.
Yeah, he doesn't have to work very much. That's why I was interested in his old job.
Great story, Big Al. Get inside the freezer and don't ever get out, you douche. That's from Meat Rocket 8. Hey, Big Al, put your pecker in a meat grinder and call it a day.
No.
Big Al's boss needs a consultant. Hopefully said consultant places bleach in the workplace coffee. Big Al needs to go play Frogger on 270 and 44, whichever one is closer.
For the love of God, end Big Al. Big Al, congratulations on the promotion. I am the executive vice president of Bleach. So we set up a meeting soon.
That is text of the day.
All right, there it is, Plowhawk. You heard it.
And I love Big Al. I think he's one of our loyal and true blue characters.
Doug Harry's Razors is the place to go if you want a great shave,
okay,
but at a low cost. It's Harry's Razors. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys, were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory. Harry's Razors includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle. 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL. Send your emails in for the hot shots. Email today, themorningafterinsidestl.com, themorningafterinsidestl.com. Reka Vodka is the official vodka of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Doug, and it's Tuesday, so people are kind of starting to look at the weekend and wondering, what can I have a little taste? Bazzuri at Idaho at 11 o'clock in the morning.
That is prime time.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right. If you
just
can,
about awake from the night before.
You talk about homecoming, you talk about a traditional rival in Idaho. You talk
it's
about,
hard to find a guaranteed W anymore. You gotta go way up there to the
you
Pacific
talk about,
Northwest.
You talk about getting that prime time so that it fits in beautifully with your homecoming activities.
Yeah.
Doug, no other big programs are playing at 11 a.m., so you kind of have the stage to yourself.
Right. I think they do a lot of homecoming on Friday night before. And then maybe there's a parade on Saturday.
Who else got Idaho? Who else got 11 a.m.?
Right. I'm sure it's just luck of the draw. They probably thought they might get a rugged SEC opponent up in here, but thankfully the Vandals have come a calling.
And you can't sleep on the Vandals.
No, you can't.
Not with Matt Leinart.
I wouldn't think Missouri should sleep on anybody. They slept on Missouri State and got kind of a wake up call there in the first half anyway.
For our Hot Shots email today, a pair of ringside seats to WWE on Friday night. Tickets at the Scott Trade Center started only $20. So the emails, they should be choice. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. Coming up on your Four Seasons Penske Truck Captain's Log, Kara Spencer, 20th Ward Alderwoman, in studio, Doug.
Okay, that's coming up.
Yeah, she knows this is the show of record, Tim.
Yeah, it's like the Meet the Press. Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Gateway Buick GMC, I-270 McDonald Boulevard, online at St. Louis Buick GMC. .com. It's Gateway the right way, and plus they have 38 service bays to service your vehicle. It's Gateway Buick GMC. I-270 McDonald Boulevard. Anna Marita's got a car there. I recommend you get your car there. It's Gateway Buick GMC. StLouisBuickGMC.com or online at or StLouisBuickGMC.com or located at I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan Campus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.